Well, good afternoon, everyone. I managed to get up here without running anyone over, so there's an achievement. Okay, so I guess I'm here for the, should we say, lived with experience of this afternoon's event. So I basically also thank you for inviting me today. I am loving that I'm not in my office, so this is fantastic, and it's so nice to see all these lovely faces. So look, I guess my role today is to sort of take you on my journey in becoming a business owner, which still freaks me out a little, and sort of tell you my experiences and maybe give a few little tips along the way, although, you know, we'll see how that goes. Okay, so let's do this quick because I know I've only got 10 minutes. My disability is osteogenesis imperfecta, which is a very long word for brittle bones disease. So if I fell out of my chair now, which I'm not going to demonstrate because I will have 6 to 8 weeks in hospital and probably break a whole bunch of bones, and I'm just not up for that at the moment, so you'll have to believe me. Because of my disability, obviously I have to use a wheelchair. I don't walk as much as I wish I did. And with the wheelchair world comes a plethora of issues and fun. But we'll get to that. My parents, who I adored and still adore, kind of raised me with my brother as you're just like your brother, and if you're naughty, you get in trouble. Although I don't think my mum was up for the smacking. And this, look, I grew up in the 80s where you were still allowed to do that. So, you know, apart from a smack on the bum, I was pretty much, when I was naughty, I got reprimanded, just like my brother. And so I was raised to believe, well, if that's what I want to do, I want to go and do X, Y, Z, then work hard, and that's just what you do. So I went to Wesley College, which was co-educational when I was there, and I think it's now again, can't keep track, from year 1 to 7, where I had so much fun. Year 7, I was one of 4 girls in a sea of boys, and Jesus, it was fun. We ran amok and got away with it. And from there, I went to Penrose College, which, if anyone has ever seen that campus, back when I went in the mid-90s, not super wheelchair accessible, but, you know, there's interesting ways to get around the campus, and a lot of them involve getting very rained on. But it was a fantastic school, and the year after I left, they did all these renovations and put in all these ramps, and I'm like, great, thank you for that. Like most 17-year-olds, I had no idea what I wanted to be when I grew up. Still don't. So I decided, well, let's follow my passion, I suppose. So I went and enrolled at Curtin University and did a fine arts degree, which I remember my first day. The head of the school at that time said, I'd like to congratulate everyone here for choosing the one degree at Curtin that will not guarantee you employment when you leave. And I went, oh, I did not think this through. But I don't care, I still don't care. I had so much fun, you know, paint and clay and turpentine and, you know, people that didn't really believe in shoes or hygiene. And it was fantastic and I loved it. Going into the final year of my art degree, I had a very serious car accident. I was driving my car. An individual on an international driver's license drove through a stop sign and completely collected me, and I took the brunt of the impact because he hit my driver's door. Not gonna lie, I nearly died a couple of times. Not ideal. I had brain surgery and I broke everything and basically had to defer my final year at art school because I'd spent a year recovering. The silver lining of that experience, and by God, will I find one whenever I have to. I had to engage a lawyer to recover damages and, you know, medical expenses and get a new car. And I'd always been really interested in the law. And in fact, my parents tell me that my favourite television show when I was 2 was Rumpole of the Bailey, which I know there's probably some young people in the room that don't know what that is. It's a very old BBC program about a really old grumpy barrister. So that's really in line with, like, you know, Care Bears and Bananas and Pyjamas. But apparently I got very cross if I didn't catch it. So I finished, basically I thought, I really love this law thing. I've always been interested in it. Let's go and do a law degree. Thank you. So I enrolled at law school, got in, which was quite exciting, discovered this very different world going from painting pretty pictures and messing with clay to writing, you know, massive reports and essays and doing exams, but I loved it. I then basically had the fun of getting a job. And this is really the interesting bit for y'all. Let's be honest, it probably has been one of the most difficult things that I've ever had to do in my life. No one would hire me, guys. That's the reality. And I'm really hoping that more events like this, and I do quite a bit of public speaking on this issue, that perhaps it's changing. But basically, you know, everyone has said to me, oh, it's so amazing that you started your own practice and you're so brave. I'm like, no, not brave. No other option. Because everywhere I went, it was either physically inaccessible or just, sorry, no. And no one ever says to your face, guys, we're not employing you because you're disabled, but you know, you just know. Yeah, it's a hard thing to explain, but basically this was my last resort. And I have to tell you, I'm a lucky woman that I happen to have been born into a family that had the capacity to bankroll my dream, because otherwise I really don't know what I would be doing. And I had an uncle once say to me, why don't you go study architecture? I'm like, because I don't want to be an architect? I still find that an odd question. But this is all I know. I love my job. So I had to open my practice because, you know, that was my only opportunity. And I'm 5 years in. I haven't slept for 5 years, guys. Very tired. But I'm, you know, predominantly, as I said, I'm a family lawyer and I do a bit of disability discrimination law, which is a challenge for me personally because my lawyer side of me often will meet people and go, you don't have a case. Like, your complaint doesn't fit under the federal jurisdiction or under the federal legislation. But the human side of me goes, what happened to you is really crap and I really want to help you. So that's always fun splitting myself in two. But I think a lot of people, whenever I speak about this area of my life, I always have people say to me, what can we do better? You know, what can we do? And I always sort of say, well, there's two things. Unlike the conversation around gender equality, where I go, guys, we're aware, we've done this. A little bit like with, you know, cancer awareness. I think we're all aware of cancer. I think we're all aware of gender inequality. I don't think that's the case with discrimination and employment and disability. I don't think that we're at that level of everyone's aware. So for me, in the beginning stages, which I really feel we are, it's about education. It's about getting people like me out into these groups to go, hey, I know my legs don't work, but I'm actually kind of clever and, you know, I've got a brain and I would be an asset to an organisation. You know, I'd also really love to see more people with disability on the news and on Play School and out in the community. I don't think that we're there yet. And the other thing I always say to people is, you know, they always say, how can we do better? I'm like, well, unlike the misconception of what it is to be disabled and have a disability, I am so vastly different to every other person that I've ever met with a disability, even with my same condition. We are so varied. So my advice is always to any employer, look at who is sitting in front of you, not who you think is sitting in front of you. Look at ask them questions. Say, how, you know, what do you need for your journey here at our organisation to be a positive one? It's just about talking to the person, not making these huge assumptions. So that's always my little go-to tip to people, because I think if we can just go, all right, what have we got here today? What can we do? I think it really is important. I think I'd really love to not be one of the only wheelchair users, you know, in Perth to be gainfully employed. I'd love to see more people. So I hope that that's sort of given you all a bit of an indication into my world. And thank you so much for listening.